This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A Russian rocket kills 22 on Ukraine's Independence Day. Joe Biden, the press, says he's canceling up to $20,000 in student loan debt if you qualify. And Vanessa Bryant with something to celebrate on the saddest day of her life. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. Let's start with Kobe Bryant's widow. A jury just awarded late in the day Vanessa Bryant $31 million in the lawsuit over Bryant's crash photos. This is so significant. I can't emphasize this enough. And the reason why is because what happened when Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna went down in a helicopter crash was that photos popped up all over the place, and they were being shared, and it was of this wreckage. It was their mangled bodies, right? That was all part of it, even though maybe some of that wasn't visible enough to people. What happened was people learned about his death, including Vanessa, while all that stuff was unfolding and being shown on television and all over Los Angeles and popped up the graphic images all over the place. In fact, the governor of California signed an invasion of privacy bill afterwards called the Kobe Bryant Act, making it illegal for first responders to share photos of a dead person at a crime scene for any purpose other than an official law enforcement purpose, and said that the misdemeanor crime was punishable by $1,000 per violation. So she decided to, not that money was something that she needed, it was more about the point, she decided that she was going to go after L.A. County, among others, because the sheriff and fire departments were also wrapped into that too. And the federal jury found that both of those departments lacked proper policies and training, which caused the violation of the rights. And, you know, the county attorney who led outside counsel for L.A. County, so the opposition to this, in her statement, she talked about that, saying, what are the next steps with the client? And we still hope that the Bryant family heals from the tragic loss, and the National Transportation Safety Board, of course, determined that the helicopter pilot pushed the limits of bad weather, flying, you know, when he shouldn't have, and crashed into a hillside in Calabasas, California, and that's when those photos popped up, those first responders, you know, coming in. So the distress, she said, because of that, being shown the dozens of photos. I mean, jurors listened to 11 days of graphic testimony. Witnesses during the trial included a deputy who said he showed the graphic images from the scene at a bar, all over the bar. Another deputy said he shared photos while he was playing a video game. A deputy sent dozens of photos to someone he didn't know, and a fire official showed the images to other people during an awards ceremony at a cocktail party. So some of the photos that maybe you and I didn't see were being shared all over the place. So the deliberations didn't take long because they started Wednesday. And it's interesting because the attorney for Los Angeles County, who I already mentioned, argued that the trial is a picture case with no pictures, saying that the gruesome photos of human remains really were never actually seen by the public or even the plaintiffs. No pictures is good. No pictures means no public dissemination, no risk of other people making mistakes. But it was the opposite. Bryant's attorney argued that the actions of the county in taking those photos were reckless and inhumane and caused emotional distress, poured salt into an unhealable wound. And that's why it ended up in court. So significant, because what does this mean moving forward for other cases? Because trust me, we live in the world of sharing everything. There is no boundaries. But will this set up boundaries, or will we see lots of lawsuits, not just in the case of famous people, not just in that case, right? Wow. I mean, some of what was described was so hard for Vanessa Bryant to hear in court, where deputies described how they had gone out of their way to find Gianna Bryant's, her daughter's, remains in a ravine to photograph her. So what do you think the jury's going to say when they hear something like that? Of course they're going to rule in favor of Vanessa Bryant. But I think it's so big, and part of the conversation of the virtual water cooler, that this could have an impact on so much that happens around us. We'll see, but it sets a precedent. You can bet they're going to appeal that. For sure they're going to appeal it. All right, so do you owe student loan money? Do you have to pay back student loans? You might be getting a break. Millions of Americans who do find themselves in that situation will most likely be able to dump 20,000 of it. It just depends. The president announced officially he's going to cancel at least 10,000 in student loan debt for millions of borrowers, as well as 20,000 to Pell Grant recipients. This comes right before the midterm elections. And supposedly this move will partially help the Democrats in energizing younger voters. He made the move using executive authority and said that the cost of college has become exorbitant, that the ticket has become too expensive for too many Americans. What is expensive? I checked today, if you wanted to go to USC, which is a very tough school to get in, by the way, you wanted to be a Trojan, you wanted to go to Southern California, $68,000 a year. Colleges vary, of course, and so does the financial burden varies too. But Biden said the burden is so heavy that even if you graduate, you might not have the ticket that graduating college once offered, right? Once offered. Now, there was more liberal Democrats who wanted him to cancel at least $50,000 in student loan debt. The reaction across the country has been one of fury and many applauding it. It really is typical of the world we live in. It's 50-50. Half this way and half the other way. Lots of people reacting on social media. I had to tough it up. I had to eat $100,000. I had to pay every bloody damn cent back. Why, if someone's borrowing money, do they not have to pay it back? And then others saying, give people a break. It's a different cost than it used to be. What do we expect people to do? How can they possibly ever dig out of that hole? So up to 43 million borrowers are set to get some form of relief. 20 million will have their balances canceled entirely. Like I said, mixed reaction to the president's plan. More on that and some other odds and ends coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Love in a candle doesn't burn for one night underneath the dark shine. Love is alive, and love is just a word.
Next segment, we will hit the mailbag. Lots of opinions about student loan forgiveness and also the late judgment call from the jurors with Vanessa Bryant, siding with Vanessa Bryant, and what happened with those photos and the photos that were shared and how graphic some of that testimony was. It really had a few of you reacting to that. And then there was some reaction to this huge story. Unfortunately, these kids never got the chance to rack up any college debt or get to college. Most of them were 10, 11 years old, and we're talking about Uvalde. And in Uvalde, the outrage is so high, and they wanted the head, so many people wanted the head of the chief of police, Pete Arredondo, and he was fired. So the heartbroken families just did whatever they could to press this issue after so much was revealed of the 77-minute delay in confronting the gunman and then saying, well, I wasn't the one who had to set up the command post. And so 3 months to the day after the mass shooting at Robb Elementary, the school board in Uvalde Wednesday night fired the school district police chief, who had been the focus of so much blame and scrutiny of what happened and why that delay in confronting the gunman who shot and killed 19 children and two teachers on May 24th. He didn't go to the meeting, Arriondando. Instead, his attorney released a 17-page statement arguing that all of his actions on May 24th were consistent with active shooter training and that he did the right thing and that any allegation of lack of leadership is wholly misplaced. The complaint that an officer would have rushed the door believed to be locked to open it up without a shield capable of stopping an AR-15 bullet without breaching tools is tantamount to suicide. That was what that statement said. State investigators found that the door was never locked. There was no evidence that any officer tried to open the door. Hallway video that was first obtained by the very smart people at American Statesman, that's the paper of record in Austin, Texas, showed the first of several officers arriving with shields 19 minutes after the gunman. 19 minutes. Explain that. So the statement emphasized that he released, his attorneys released, in bold and italic that Arriondando and other officers in the hallway were not aware that children were inside the classroom. 911 dispatchers fielded calls from children inside the classroom pleading to be rescued. But they say word of those calls never reached the officers on the scene. So we know what happened as a result of this and so much of the video that was released and just how damn depressing, frankly, it was to look at that. I cannot imagine the pain. I cannot imagine the pain of being one of those parents, first of all, but then to add more on top of it, to have all those revelations come out after that state investigation. And to know that maybe there were some children that could have been rescued, that didn't have to bleed out. And I just think it's reprehensible. I cannot believe there's any excuses for this. When you decide this is what you're going to do for a living, that's what you sign up to do. That's what you sign up to do. 376 officers responded to that shooting, including 149 Border Patrol agents, 91 DPS troopers, 5 Uvalde School District officers. And remember, it was a Border Patrol agent that ultimately ended all of that. So he's out. I mean, they were screaming, "Turn in your badge," and meaning so many people at the session were speaking and saying, "If a law enforcement person's job is to protect and serve, why didn't you protect my friends and teachers on May 24th?" And said one of the friends of so many of the parents who lost children, Jackie Cervais, said, "I have a message for Pete Arriondando and all the law enforcement that were there that day. Turn in your badge and step down. You don't deserve to wear one." So one by one, lots of family members went up to the podium. They shared a lot of tearful stories. They demanded change and accountability and action. Said, "Remember their names, remember their faces. 3 months is too long for justice." So that was that. By the way, the Uvalde families also are poised to file a $27 billion lawsuit over the mass shooting on a separate note. This is lawyers for 9 families tied to that shooting said they might. They haven't done it, but they might sue the school district, the city, the state, and federal agencies alleging negligence and failure to act because of what happened on May 24. So that's also hanging out there. And there are other people that could be wrapped into that, too, as well. Again, just so crazy heartbreaking. Just so heartbreaking. No doubt about that. Also, boy, and it is that kind of show where we're starting off with heavy, right? But this is a snapshot of what is being talked about, and I understand why. So we go from Texas to Ukraine. There's an attack on a train station that killed at least 22. It was a day, really a subdued day, of celebrating 31 years of independence from Russia. There was the warning not to celebrate too hard and not to do what would normally be done with parades and that kind of stuff. And, of course, that wasn't happening. But there was that targeted attack in southeastern Ukraine. So, you know, 22 dead, 5 burned in a car, a teenager among them, and just, you know, another sad story coming out of a country that was invaded by Russia back in February. And Zelensky, the president, vows to continue on, just moving on to do whatever it is that they have to do to defend their independence. So there was air raid sirens. There were certainly some sort of celebrations, but warnings. But in this case, there wasn't enough warning and there wasn't anything that they felt could have happened differently because it was a strike that came out of nowhere. And sadly, that's what happened on Independence Day, 6 months after Russia's invasion of the country, and the Ukrainian president paying tribute to Ukrainians assisting the war effort in a pretty emotional, I watched some of that that's been out there, a pretty emotional video address saying the country was reborn on the day Moscow invaded. And lots of world leaders reacted, messages of support all over social media, and announcements of more assistance. Minister Boris Shortimer Johnson unveiled a $66 million aid package. And of course, President Joe Biden announced $2.98 billion in new assistance. And so it was a high alert kind of day and cancellations, but like I said, in some ways, some recognizing the significance of the 31 years of independence and taking that all in, and, you know, what does that mean? And how do you move forward, and what are the people doing in moving forward, and where are they as a country, and how about the people that have given their lives? A lot of conversation about that. All right, as I mentioned, coming up, we've got a mailbag, and it really is just a lot of different conversation from you. Thoughts on things that happened today. One from Linda, who says, "Bravo, Kate, for the happy thought of the day the other day that it's been over 70 days as we've seen gas go in the opposite direction. I have an SUV like you, and boy, can you feel the difference." Amen, sister. I filled up again today, $43 cheaper than it was back at the end of May. Amazing. Mailbag coming up.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The Houston, Texas Police Department said they shot and killed a gunman who allegedly set fire to a building with multiple residences early Sunday morning and shot at people as they fled the flames. Two people were killed in addition to the alleged gunman, and two others were injured. Neighbor Tony Lamb described seeing bodies laying at the scene.
I just thought it was that the bodies were laying around out here from smoke inhalation.
There's an urgent search underway in Indianapolis after three soldiers who served in the Dutch military were shot. Police said the gunfire erupted outside a hotel the men were staying in early Saturday morning. It happened in the heart of the entertainment district. Investigators believe the shooting occurred after an altercation between the soldiers and the suspected gunman. The Dutch defense minister said those soldiers were part of a commando corps and were in the city for training. Indianapolis police say two of the men were critically wounded and the third is in stable condition. You're listening to USA Radio News. A caller to 911 in Salt Lake City said a man had come into a brewery in his underwear, tried to steal beer, and was running around in the street, posing a danger to himself and to drivers. Police tried to detain the man. Soon, Nikon Brandon, 35, was dead. After the Salt Lake City Police Department on Friday released body camera footage of the August 14th fatal encounter in the 911 recording, activists on Saturday were asking why an unarmed person wound up dead and were accusing police of using disproportionate force. Stealing a beer does not equate to the death penalty, said Lex Scott, founder of Black Lives Matter, Utah. The latest weather reports show the Pearl River, which leads into the mouth of the Mississippi Sound, is now predicted to crest on Monday. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves told residents his team has wisdom and knowledge on their side.
Mississippi is no stranger to severe weather and flooding, and this has led our agencies to have a tremendous amount of disaster response experience.
This is USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Thanks to all of you. We have lots and lots of mail. Jack and Max lead us off. They have very different opinions. We'll start with Jack. And here's what Jack has to say about what just happened as far as student loans. He says, Kate, this is flat out bribery. It's for votes. Will the younger people really vote for Biden? These are handouts. It's ridiculous. Everybody else had to pay back. It's a loan. Is it fair that people that go to college would have these loans paid back or so much money given to them? What about people that went to trade schools? What about the small business person who couldn't afford to go to college, started their own business, and they're struggling with some of their debt? Why isn't some of their debt being handled? I call foul, foul, foul all over this. And just so you know, I'm not some staunch right winger, because because everybody wants to label people who fall into certain categories. I'm an independent, and I paid over $100,000 back as far as college was concerned, and yeah, it sucked. And yeah, it was tough to start my family, and yeah, it was tough to get a house, but I sucked it up, buttercup. So I think it is so bloody wrong that this is happening. Shame on Joe Biden. He says it twice. Shame on Joe Biden. All right. The opposite opinion, Jack from Max, who says, which is interesting, he said, I was saddled with so much debt going to law school. I was going to be the first person to graduate from college and get a law degree, and I was determined to do that, and so, yes, I did what I had to do, and I might have gotten good grades, and I got some help, but, Kate, I had to pay so much back, multiply, that just recently, and I'm 42, have I paid everything back, but I don't think the kids of today should be saddled with the kind of outrageous debt that they have coming out of college. I think it really gums up the system so that if you're wealthy, it doesn't matter. You don't have to pay. But if you're struggling and you want to get a leg up, and supposedly part of that leg up is going to the education route, then why shouldn't we try to help? It doesn't make any sense. I mean, look at some of those PPP loans that were never paid back. Oh, forgiveness. So how fair is that? I can give you lots of other examples. And I'm so sad by so many of the people that I care for who are so nasty on social media, not only slamming Biden, so whatever with Biden if you don't like him and you don't like this executive action, but just slamming people who are going to benefit from this and calling them lazy and lame and all kinds of things that I probably couldn't even write to you in this email. Damn it, America, grow up. Wow. All right. I love it. Jack and Max, hardcores. You got to call in. So I said this. It is polarizing. This is where we are. Now, whatever you label yourself or don't label yourself, I combed everything today, and this is how it falls. That, you know, listen, the federal student aid website crashed after Biden's announcement. It just crashed because so many people were looking up what if they were eligible, or they were looking up details, or who knows what. But it crashed, and everybody has a different story. You know, what is the reality? I was listening to Hannity a little bit, and Hannity says that this is about votes, that this is all about that, that it is about handouts in the wrong direction, and it's a handout plan to try and, you know, rig the midterm elections. So I'll tell you what, whatever you believe, you do have that vote. Like he says, you do have that vote, so you can exercise that vote. That's why I say this constantly. Don't listen to the crap you hear when people say your vote doesn't matter. Don't ignore what comes in the mail. Your vote matters. It matters locally. It matters who represents you. It matters. It matters. It matters. And these are the issues. These are the things that affect all of us. Whether you agree with a president's executive action decision that they make or not, that's why it's so important. So important. And then there's also this one from Larry, who says, Kate, what I'm curious about with the student loan deal is, okay, cancel student loans and to a large number of people, and it depends on that whole income thing. $125,000, they have to be making less than $125,000 a year, or as a couple, $250,000. That seems like they're doing okay, first of all. So that doesn't seem, I mean, that seems like that's too high in my mind. But then the other thing is, you know, looking at the Pell Grant loans, they're pretty complex. I don't think that's just a simple rubber stamp. Oh, here's the Pell Grant loan. I think that there are people that get Pell Grants that work in all kinds of different arenas. So then how do you figure out that? And, you know, you look at who's bailing out who, and I don't know, how can we not think that this doesn't make sense? We never really get to see the money side of it. Like, show me how we come up with this, and how much is this going to cost for real, the volume of the student debt? How much is actually going to be erased, and can the education department handle this whole tricky thing with student loans? I'm going to say, I hate to say it, I probably think not. I mean, all good questions, and it is a good question as to what are the jumping jacks when you put pen to paper, where does all that come from, right? I mean, how do you parcel that out? Maybe sounds good, like, hey, well, this is not a big, it's not really a lot if you think of the money overall, but then what does it do, and what does that do to the whole student lending sector? What, I don't know, what happens then? There are a lot of questions that have to be answered. I agree. They're broad strokes. We don't know. And trust me, we'll try to get some people on and get, you know, more digging on, okay, give us the plan. So what does that plan, you know, look like? What does the plan look like? All right, I got this one from Will. Oh, Kate, finally satisfied that something happened in Uvalde that should have happened a long time ago. That useless police chief who seemed like he was hiding behind everything, including those children, should have been let go. Yes, there had to be an investigation. Okay, I get that. But he should have been fired way before 3 months. It should have happened almost immediately, let's say as soon as they did the investigation, video was released, and there was definitely evidence that things didn't happen that should have happened as far as a response when you're in that position. But I guess the good thing here is he is gone, but he's not going quietly. You know, there's going to be lawsuits, and there are lawsuits, I'm sure, pending from the families too as well. But he's going to absolutely come back on the school board. I am so certain of it. But this needed to happen. So I think for those families' mental health, this was the absolute right thing to do. Yeah, mental health, I don't know how, I mean, it's like I said, first the shock and horror of it, burying your child, shocking what happened, yes, and then you're supposed to live with this, and you're supposed to figure out how do you get through the days, and how do you do what you have to do to survive, and then you get smashed with the things that could have happened, that should have happened, that might have helped some of the kids, but just what the response was, that the response was so lame. I mean, it was just so lame. And then the excuses of, okay, look, we have this video, we have this, we know this, and then there were no answers. There just were no right answers to that. So, yeah, I agree with you 100% on that, 100%. All right, quickly, Finn says, bravo to Vanessa Bryant. She's right. how sick and twisted that so many pictures, maybe the pictures we didn't see, were shared among first responders, their friends, people at bars. Oh, look, here's the mangled body of whoever was in that helicopter. That just should never, ever happen. Maybe this will put an end to some of those things that do happen that are surrounding tragedies that shouldn't happen when people lose loved ones. All right, you can send me your thoughts day or night, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at DrinkSuperTea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tail end of the show, I got a little story for you. So you might not know this, or maybe you do, but I'm going to give you the story. The story is, they're calling it sports washing, they being lots of people with lots of opinions about this Live Golf series. It's funded by the Saudis. So you think 9/11, you think the murder of Jamal Khashoggi and so many other atrocities that happen in Saudi Arabia. And people like Phil Mickelson, who got $200 million to be part of the tour, and Dustin Johnson, same thing, just to be part of it, and then the big money they'll earn for each one of these stops. So here's the thing. The PGA expected they would get player loyalty And then when some of the players were asked about it, and then they were challenged about the Saudis and how could they do that, they said, finally somebody, David Faraday, said, well, the money. It's the money, baby. It's the money, of course. That's why I'm doing it. The chance to cut loose, be myself, and it's the money. But most of the players just got tied up in knots because they didn't know how to answer the questions. And the PGA Tour dumped them so that they couldn't play in any PGA events, and there's all kinds of lawsuits, etc. But what really is the best revenge? So how do you, when you're someone like Tiger Woods, because you don't really need the money, and you feel loyal to the PGA, and you think it's outrageous that some of your peers have gone to work for the evil empire, or the Death Star, or whatever you want to call the Saudi-backed tour, the LIV Golf Series, how do you turn things around? Not with the ho-hum grandfather stops on the PGA Tour every weekend. You and your Irish pal, Rory McIlroy, get together and say, you know what? We're going to do something different. We have a new venture. It's called TGL, Let the Games Begin, and it may include exploding golf balls. In other words, it's going to be a sexier version of golf. So that was the whole thing about this LIV Tour, that, oh, there's rock music, they're throwing beers into the stands, and it's not like the typical PGA stop. And that's what this will be. So what they're saying is that they've got the PGA Tour's blessing, and it's going to be maybe 15 different stops that they'll do. They're working out all the details of what it will be like, right? And they're saying that, you know, for the people competing, there's a guaranteed minimum of $500,000 a year to meet the costs associated with competing. And, you know, then they would have these competitions that would be a little bit different than the tour, and it would highlight some silliness and things that can happen that would include technology, maybe an exploding golf ball or two, that would make this something completely different, right? And so this would be different, and it would go against what some are saying, again, sports wash, because of the Saudi atrocities. So the idea is, and what the term is by having this, the LIV Tour, they can somehow turn around their image by supporting sports and other things, right? So this is pretty interesting, this idea that maybe they could upset the apple cart and decamp, so to speak, the LIV Tour. So I do say it's a mic drop moment, because I wondered, well, how in the world is the PGA, how are they going to fire back? I mean, they only have so many sponsors. They can't pay the players just to play on the tour if they make the tour, like just give them some outrageous amount of money like the LIV Tour thing did. But those are stops, and you're automatically in. So all the superstars are in. You don't have to play in like you do on a PGA Tour stop. Like, superstars can get cut. They don't make the cut. They have a terrible couple of days of golf, and you're not seeing them on TV on the weekend. So this would be like that. The people that are set to play it, to play in this new event, they would be there. So it's so interesting on what this format is, you know, what the format is going to look like and how they'll be able to compete, I guess, you know, to just, like I said, take that shot back. And there's 22 players that were at a meeting that were presented with a proposal that would include converting 15 events to tournaments with smaller fields and bigger purses, get the big players there. And there was definitely, you know, there's definitely interest in bouncing back and doing doing the thing that could go up against the live events. So I'm going to say good for them. If the PGA Tour, like Tiger Woods knows, has been very, very good to him, then he's biting back. And same thing with Rory McIlroy and I think some of the others, too, that will obviously be part of this whole thing is, okay, so we want to preserve the game, and this is how we're going to elevate this. This is what we're going to do. We're going to battle back, and we're going to have big events and bigger money, and we're going to use technology, and we're going to be just as sexy as they can be. We're going to do the silly out there. We're going to have allow things to happen that normally wouldn't happen at a PGA Tour stop. So, okay, let's see how it all turns out. I like it, I have to say. I like it. It's smart. Finally, they didn't wait too long to actually come up with some sort of solution to what is a dilemma, right? Because there are lots of big names that have gone to this Saudi-backed event-based live tour, and that, you know, they'll be missing because it's big names that are draws. People who follow, especially younger people who follow the game of golf, are they follow a player. That's why Tiger Woods was so big. People, he transcended golf. He was one name, Tiger. People, when he showed up at a golf course, people followed him everywhere. I mean, it was crazy. It was like Arnold Palmer in his day, Arnie's Army. He had raving fans, and that's what made a difference. He was like other athletes in the NFL or other sports where they're just superstars. And speaking of superstars, I'm going to throw this in. One of the greatest icons, I think, representing the United States, whether she sometimes was controversial or not, and I was lucky enough to see her play many, many times, Serena Williams is doing her final curtain call after an incredible 27 years of a career where she became one of the greatest players of all time. So she's going to play at our U.S. Open at 40. And who knows? I mean, time is caught up. But can you imagine if there was even just a little crack in the window that she could win this thing? She won 23 Grand Slam singles titles. 23. She won her first one at 17 in 1999 at the U.S. Open. I was there. She beat Martina Hingis in that final. So this is an American that, boy, you got to love her grit. I'm serious, because I'll tell you what, she did not come from any kind of a privileged background whatsoever. And, of course, now this is the hottest ticket to get in New York would be to watch her, because who knows how many rounds she gets through. Maybe she goes all the way to the final. I have no way to know what that's going to look like. But certainly, just to be there and see her one last time. And she really, 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 really was something for the game of tennis, for, I think, women in sports, and I think for dads who have girls that wanted to go further with sports. She represented all of that in the mix of everything that she did, coming from really honestly the bullet riddled courts of Compton, California, where somebody would think, well, that's just not possible. And guess what? It is possible. She had the winning mindset, right? Her father used to say, have a plan, because if you don't, plan to fail. And it worked. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. As I am fond of saying, seriously, make it count.
Did
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.